now on the platform, are you sure that I can start our meeting?
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, all members. Chairperson, we do have all the members. We do have a quorum for the members in the committee. We do have officials from the department. We do have members from the Auditor General. We do have members from the Public Protector. And we do have some members from the NEC. I think they're still coming in, Chairperson, because comparing the list that I have of participants from the NEC, I don't think they are all in yet. So there is Mr. Eric Nkosi, who said that he was joining at 10, but we do have the Chairperson. We do have Mr. Lachu. We do have the acting CEO from the NEC. And I'm still waiting for a few other members. Or the name of his toilet just joined us. Yes, Chair. I think we do have two other members, Uluza and Bona K. I'm not sure if they can just identify themselves, Uguti, who they're representing, because I'm getting different names on the on the gadgets, Chair. There's two, Bona K and Luther. I see that they've put on their videos. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Zulani, with your permission, if I may come in, I'm Nelson Ngabinda from the Public Protector's Office.
We are coming to that, honorable members. I was just still asking the quorum first for the members, and then according to agenda, now I'll come to on what Benita was trying to do, and to all the invitees, in order that we must do this agenda accordingly. So, honorable members, I'm Beauty Zulane, the Chairperson of Sports, Arts and Culture. Hello?
Chair, you are audible now. I think we lost you.
You are audible now. Let me do my opening remarks and immediately move to another office. This is very scary. Because when I was not there was not this problem, but now I'm worried what is going on. Honorable members, can I start the meeting by greeting you all? And I'll be trying to be very fast. I want to say to you, honorable members, our sector occupies a special place at our hearts and at our national life, and where there are gains or losses, we are all affected in one way or another. Over the weekend, honorable members and our guests, the cream of the crop was acknowledged at the Royalist Soapy Awards, where Mekoni Churam was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award. While still celebrating achievements, the nation was hit by tragic news of the loss of Costa Teach, a young rapper and songwriter who passed away while performing for his fans. Shortly after we lost Miss Gloria Bosman, a well-known and well-loved jazz sensation and composer, the committee also wishes to convey its sympathies to the family, friends and colleagues of the former CEO of the Artscape Theatre Complex, Mr. Michel Mas, who passed away on the 14th of March. Also, his loss comes after the entity had barely just bidding farewell to other colleagues, including John Hawks and the rest. May their souls rest in internal peace, and may goodness that emerge from their individual contributions to the sector continue perpetuated. Honorable members, on those words, I'm saying the meeting is open, and according to the next item, I will try by introducing and to that introduction of everyone who is here by doing up that department. Do you have up? Okay, the in the committee, do we have apologies?
Going again, Chair, no, we don't have apologies from members, Chair. We do have an apology from Minister Godbo, who has indicated that he has prior departmental commitments. And also we have an apology from the Deputy Minister, Chair. She's indicating that she's doing a community outreach program in Limpopo, which is commencing at 8 a.m. to the region. Those are the two apologies that were sent through. And the NAC will do their own apologies because they did send through a delegation to this Chair.
Thank you. Now, after the committee members, and can I come to the department whether, exception of the minister and deputy minister, the acting DG, is she with us today, or who is with us? Can somebody who's leading the department today give us apologies?
Good morning, honorable members. I've just spoken to acting DG. Good morning, honorable members. I hope I am enough. Please switch off. We've seen you in
switch off your video. And switch off your video. Switch off your video.
That's good. I've just spoken to Edmund Tichi, who is also out in.
Okay.
Yes.
Come again.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. I've switched off my video. What is happening?
Yes.
The person, I think she is trying to join. She is in Bungeni, in Vembe, and I think she's just battling with network there. But she said she's trying to join. She asked me that for continuity in the meeting for now, let me just hold the fort. Thank you.
Where is acting DG, and where is she trying to join us? I'm looking at now that we have apology of minister, apology of deputy minister. I don't hear you exactly about What are you saying about our SODG?
Chairperson.
That's the voice of
SODG. Oh, she's here now.
If I'm audible, Chairperson, I'm in Vembe municipality in Limpopo. So I've joined, but I did indicate that I might struggle with the network here. But I would, where I'm not able to then lead when there are things that need the department, the DG Tikwatamba would assist me. But I am here. I would remain here throughout the meeting. Thank you, Chair.
I was wondering, and I was worried, what are you doing in Vembe municipality? But if you are saying you are there because you want to be with us, as a chairperson, I do accept that. Thank you. And then, who is here? Is Mandisa, let alone that our SODG is leading. Mandisa, only from the department. I'm calling a roll call now.
Together with me, I do have Mr. Sibusiso Tsanyane, adding to ADG, myself, Mr. Sibusiso Tsanyane, who's Director Entities Management. I also have Ms. Nokubonga Ramalepe, the Office of the DG. I also have Mr. Zwile Watani from the Office of the Deputy Minister. Those are the people I've seen already checked in. Chairperson from the department.
When you're saying
them, anyone,
whom we were thinking that acting DG and human, we were expecting them to be here. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear that so far you're seeing those. When you are coming to the meeting, you know who's supposed to be with you in your delegation. I find that when question comes, it's acting DG, it's yourself, it's a smoothie, so there's no one that you need to be in this meeting.
Yes, Chairperson.
That's what? Okay. Okay. Let me now come to the NHC. Thank you, Mandy. NHC?
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson. From my side, I have got Councillor Dr. Tipos Tole, I have got Councillor Benedict Mutian, I've got Councillor Kim Matthews, I've got Councillor Ashley Lachu, I've got Advocate Erin Botti, who's going to be joining us just a little bit later at around 10 o'clock, and I have got with me management, and which is the Acting CEO, Ms. Judy Tipofa, and our company secretary, Mr. Vincent Mashale, as well as our acting CFO, Ms. Reshma Bula. And from our side, our apologies have been extended by the following council members, Mr. Councillor Jones Chisekula, Councillor Stephanie Da Silva, Councillor Nise Malange, Councillor Bongani Tembe, Councillor Kamelise Mbuyane, Councillor Speliwe Ngwenya, and Councillor Leila Swat. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. How many are you present? Because when I'm counting apologies, 7 of them. How many are here today?
We have got 7 that will be present today, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chairperson of NAC, Jamini. Let me come now to our public protector office that we must get, who's here, and apologies if are here with us. I don't know Jabo, but they are here with us. Public protector office.
Good morning, the Honorable Chairperson and members. Thank you very much. I am Melissa Wenkabinde, the Acting Chief Operations Officer from the Office of the Public Protector. We do send an apology on behalf of the Acting Public Protector, who is not able to make it to this meeting today, but she has delegated us to then be attend. and I'm sitting with Ms. Bonatejo Mukhaladi. She's the executive manager in the investigations unit. And I also have Ms. Funzo Melembe, who is the senior investigator and was responsible for the investigation of this matter, which resulted in report number 125 of 2019-2020. And I also have Mr. Luda Lebelo, who is the chief of staff with us. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you so much.
And then we have also Ms. Felita Young, also from our office, who is the manager international relations. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kabinde. AG.
Thank you. Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Mbaliso Tetsi. I'm joined by Mr. Bolani Zikwele on this meeting today. It's just the two of us. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mbali. Honorable Members, can I present now the attendees in this meeting and the apologies? To you, Honorable Members, that we must, I'm proposing that we must adopt the agenda. Anyone want to propose adoption of the agenda? Honorable Zondi?
Yes, Chair. Good morning to you, to Honorable Members. To the visitors of the committee today and the department, I propose that we take the agenda presented to us. Thank you.
Honorable Zondi is proposing the adoption of the agenda. Honorable Malomani.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Greetings to everyone. I'm also seconding Honorable Zondi to adopt the agenda as presented. Thank you.
Thank you. The agenda is being adopted. I don't see any hand that is opposing the adoption of the agenda. Honorable Members, at this point in time, the agenda has been adopted. Let's just now give the platform to use this agenda now. Can you put the agenda, Zulek? We are starting with the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture on the implementation of the public protector remedial actions, and will follow by the National Arts Council, and followed by our office public protector, as the last briefing is from AG in that order. Thank you. Can I give this opportunity to our acting DG, Dr. Kumalo?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I've just switched on my video briefly so that members and yourselves can see that it's indeed me, and I'll then switch it off. Didi Chichi Kwatamba would make us a few remarks. We do not necessarily have a presentation, but we have met, Honorable Chair, with NAC to be properly briefed in terms of the status of the implementation of the recommendations. So the presentation that the members would have today that they will be taken through would talk to what the recommendations were and the extent to which the implementation was executed. So through you, Chairperson, then I then requested Didi Chipatamba just remarks in opening, and as you have indicated, the presentation itself will be very specific to what the portfolio committee wanted to know. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Acting DG, Doctor. To you, Mandisa.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Yes, ADG is indicating we have just tried to consolidate the response in the presentation that will be presented by NAC. But I can indicate, Chairperson, that from the department side, this is the latter that we have several times tried to put forward responses to the public protector. I think the last time we had put forward responses was in November 2022. And in that, Chairperson, we were also following what you had proposed in your letter, a letter that was requesting that the department, ANC, and NAC and the public protector provide a joint report on the implementation of the remedial action. So based on that, there has been engagement between the three parties. And I can as well further on indicate, Chairperson, that there was as well a letter that was written to the Chairperson of the council as well, just to make sure that from our side and them, whatever is needed further from NAC to the public protector, it is provided. So there has as well been a continuation of provision of those responses. And into this year, there have been some follow-ups, and we have been trying to make sure that there is a response to those follow-up. And for what we understand as per these engagements, these remedial actions have been implemented, Chairperson and members of the committee. And I think now it is a matter of us expanding on the detail of what we have always been reporting on, to say the policies were reviewed, because that was the main thing of making sure that we have developed a declaration of interest that is done. Apologies, where apologies had to be forwarded, that was done as well. So, Chairperson, we are here just to reconfirm what we have been providing before. Thank you. I hope I was audible.
Yes, Mandy.
The Chairperson?
Mr. Queen.
She is in the meeting, but I don't know if she's able to hear. I'll check on her.
I do hear you. I don't know whether it's Honorable Mfongo. I was giving a chance to Honorable Mfongo. I don't hear anyone speaking except you, Jim. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I can. We can hear you, Chair.
I'm saying I was given the chance through the hand of Honorable Mhlongo, but I'm not sure whether it's myself or it's Honorable Mhlongo who's having a problem.
I can also hear you, Chair, so I'm not sure.
Because I do hear you, Doctor.
Yeah, we can hear you, Chair, too.
Come again?
Now, the energy, we can hear you. I'm not sure what happened to Member Mhlongo.
Okay, can we give it to back to Mandisa, the platform? Sorry about that, Mandisa.
Okay, thanks, Chepesi. I hope I'm still audible. I'm outside. The network is tracking me. Yes, the network is tracking me. Chepesin, I was just giving a preamble to the presentation indicating that the department and NAC have set together to work on the presentation. Also indicating, Chepesin, that amongst recommendations and requests that were made to us were requests that were coming from the Chepesin herself, requesting that the department and ASC and NAC and the public protector prepare a joint response on the implementation the PP report, I think it's the report of 2019-20, and that was done. And we also mentioned in this meeting that there has also been a continuation of reports, supplementary reports that have been requested by the public protector, to which we've tried our best to reply to. And I was also indicating that the detailed response, the response that was shared from the department working with the NAC in November, and following that, there have been these supplementary reports as per request of information from the public protector. And I was also saying, Chairperson, here we are taking our presentation as a presentation that is going to lead us into detail that is putting flesh to what we have been confirming that of the main recommendations that were made were issues of changes in the policy of NAC in terms of the funds policy, which was done, those changes in terms of making sure that there are a declaration of interest registers for employees, which was done, which was also talking to issues of apologies that had to be made, which was done. So I was just taking the key things of the recommendations to confirm that the presentation that will be made here today is enlisting all the things that were in the recommendations, and we shall be taking the committee into details about what we have already provided in the reports. As I say, the main of that report was the report that was done in November 2022. We have one presentation, the presentation that will be made by NAC. Thanks, Chair.
Chairperson, on a point of privilege.
Honorable
Mhlongo.
Just a moment, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Mhlongo, just a moment. If honorable members, you don't mind, let me try that in this office. Bongi, can you open the office? I want to come to your office.
Another office?
Okay, sure, thank you. I'm sorry, honorable members, because when I was calling honorable Mhlongo, I was not aware whether the problem is with me or it's with you, Honorable Mhlongo. That's why now the office here of Public Works, they are responding. Because immediately that I didn't hear you, I was thinking that maybe I'm having the problem, because the signal is so weak. So I'm giving, before Mbali giving, somebody who's going to take us through, Honorable Mshongo is back. Maybe he was having a problem. I don't know. Honorable Mshongo?
Thanks, Chair. In other words, I was having a problem. I was not aware. Chair, I wanted to ask you, in fact, even your office exactly, did you direct MAC and the department to have a joint presentation? That is the first thing. My belief is we are doing an oversight on both the executive and the entity. Now, how can the entity must do an oversight to the how can the department do an oversight to an entity and they have a joint presentation? Now, I question the governance part because we've never had a precedence of the NAC and the department have a joint presentation. It's shocking to see that only issues of public protectors by a joint venture. And I've never seen this. I've been in Parliament for more than 8 years. I've never had a committee that has a joint venture, a presentation with an entity, unless you have instructed them, and then you have to explain to us why is this precedent is going to be set. Thank you very much, Chair. I need a clarity on that.
Respond, Acting DG and the Mandisa, can you respond on this question? Because I don't think it's directed to me per se. We said we want a joint report. We said we requested a joint report from AG, Public Protector, NAC, and the department. And I'm suspecting, if I'm not mistaken, Mandisa, you were about to ask that you are going to present what you have asked. Am I correct, Acting DG Mandisa?
In Chairperson, maybe I will here be assisted by Nobonga and Ramalebe in terms of the correspondence that was received in the office of the DG, because the correspondence that made us to understand that there was just one matter on the table, which was to give an update on and the implementation of the public protector as a remedial actions. So,
Mandisa, just a moment, Mandi. Are you aware that every now and then when you invite you to come in situation of like this, we always expect the overview from the department? Are you having the overview? Or your overview, it's what the acting DG was telling us and yourself, because this is not the first of kind that you are calling meetings like this. So there's no need that Nobonga and whoever must tell us. The only thing is that whenever we've called these kind of meetings, we'll be wanting an overview. And is overview with us or not?
Okay.
Just a moment. Jabu?
Yes, Chairperson?
So I don't want to respond directly as if there's someone whom I'm protecting. I want everyone to respond because sometimes I ended up being caught in between, and my conscience is clear that I don't have relationship with any of these people who are in front of this summit, except that the relation of which a person is through correspondence from each of you. Other than that, I don't have any other relationship with anyone who's in this committee today, and whoever who's coming here is coming through an official invitation. Can Jabu assist us? I'm sorry to do this, Jabu, to you, but I want that I must get a clarification, not to you, but as I was clarifying that each and every time when we asking, we want an overview from each department. And I'm not sure whether when you were giving us this briefing, which we are aware of what we are saying verbally, do they have anything with us, Jabu?
No, Chairperson, we didn't receive the overview from the department. We did indicate a request last week, but we only received the presentation from the NEC.
I'm suspecting you are noticing your weakness again. Now, this is the first of kind that you don't have an overview. But the relation of what we are saying, let me give it to the members, because this meeting is very, very important. And last week I was even talking to the office that anyone who's supposed to present, it must be, it was last week where I was aware that the public protector, they even say that last Friday they are not ready, they will be ready on Monday, and they communicated to the office, to the secretariat. And the first correspondence, it was from the NAC, which were having, but it was firstly the AG, and I asked for AG in their letter that they must also circulate to the members, and they must be present. And the second, it was NAC they forwarded. And in reality is that even the public protector, they did circulate those. The only thing that when we are discussing, I'd love to check when the information from all of the invitees are sent to the chairperson and the members, maybe when we discuss, any other public people, are they be copied by honorable members, the letters or the information or the presentations from all these people who forwarded, but in the later stage when we discuss. Honorable members, each department is talking to what they've done, but we don't have their presentation. Let's hang that, and we will, when we're coming to discuss the entire problem, we'll come back to that. We are noting that, honorable members, what honorable Shombo was raising. This is problematic when you're still talking, and members, they are just calling you. Honorable Shombo, your hand was up, you didn't drop it, in order that I must know that is the new hand. Maybe that's why you are calling me now. Every member, when you raise your hand, after I do give you the platform, you must lower your hand, in order that I must not be called. I must be called by a raising of hand. Honorable Shong.
Just a second hand. This is not a first. I lower it and it's up again. No. Yes. But nonetheless, Chair, I think the question was directly to you, because the speaker mentioned you that you gave the opportunity to have a joint presentation, and they don't have an overview. It shows that they cannot even do an oversight to the entity. there's a lack of governance within the department that can't do an oversight to the entity that they are representing or that are doing an oversight to. For an example, we don't have an overview right now. And Chair, it's uncalled for, it's unbecoming. This is the first time, but it's uncalled for us to treat this item like this.
Noted your comments, Honorable Msongo. You are echoing what I've just said to the department, saying that this is the first time kind that the department is not
our thing. Only report which in Zulu Nishanonke, where the department must oversight to the entity. Now this entity is questionable.
Honorable Msongo, what are you doing now?
What am I doing? I'm saying, I'm talking, Chair, the speaker told us that you gave them an opportunity to have them that is recorded. She said, you said they must have a joint. She didn't say, she said that unless she said I'm out of order, we'll go to the transcript. She said it, that you said they must do an joint presentation. I'm not putting words into your mouth. She said that now in this meeting. And that's why the question was directly to you. Now I'm saying to you, Chair, it is uncalled for and unbecoming for us to do an oversight work to the department, and the department must give an oversight to the entity. That entity, NAC, they didn't do it because we don't have an overview from the department. It is wrong. And even in my email directly to you, Chair, I've said it shows that if you don't have other parties like SAGU, this issue is all about SAGA. It's all about them. They're not here, but the entity does not have a presentation, worst of all. I want that to be noted. I don't just note it for us to discuss it late. I'm raising for the point of procedure. Thank you.
Can you lower your hand? Can you lower your hand? Yes. Honorable members, you heard what Honorable Msongo is saying. I don't see any hand or hands wanted to contribute. Honorable Maloman.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think for the department it was wrong for not having an overview, because usually when the entities come and present, they do have their own overview. And then after that, the department presents so that we can check what the department has presented to us versus what the entities have said. So to me, for the department not having it, it was very, very wrong. It is not correct. It is our norm that the first item is for the department to give us an overview on their side so that we can hear what has happened on their side or in the issue of the implementation of the recommendation, so that the department could show that they were doing oversight to the entity. But my proposal, it will be that Chairperson, because we've got the NAC, whether you call it a joint presentation or what, can they present to it, because this matter is very, very crucial, so that we make a way forward, so that we can, because we've got work that we need to do to oversight, because there are pending issues that are pending that need to be finalized. So please, I think maybe if we can move, and then we note that the department didn't make an overview presentation to us. Thank you, Chair.
Can I, if, okay, the following hands, Honorable Zondi, Honorable Veronica, Honorable Mashingosi, in that order.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I agree with Honorable Malumane. We are noting the concern. But I have of the view that if the department knew that they are doing a joint presentation with NAC, they should have notified the Chairperson that presentation will be joined with the NAC. There won't be an overview separately as a department, as a norm of the committee on any entity that is presenting to the committee. But Chair, I think the concern has been noted, and it's a fairly progress.
Thank you, Honourable Sondi. Honourable Veronica.
Chairperson, yes. I also just want to concur with Honourable Mushongo and the rest of our colleagues. I think the lines of governance is indeed blurry, and the department is supposed to do oversight over the NHC, so it cannot be that they present in the same presentation, basically.
Thank you, Honourable Mushongo.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, my colleagues have said, you know, all I wanted to say, but seriously, what was the plan of coming to this meeting with no overview? What was the hidden agenda about doing it? So please, can we carry on, but then can this meeting be fruitful and make sure that we come to a conclusion about the things that are very crucial that, you know, NAC, the department and the Burn Protector need to be discussing today. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Marengos. Honourable members, I'll give you mandates. Honourable members, I must again to refer to you that this is the first time that the department not coming with the overview. And this is not the first time that you are inviting a department with their entities. And this is not the first time that you always emphasize that they must communicate directly with their entities. Because sometimes these entities will be saying that, no, the department didn't talk to us, didn't communicate with us. When we are doing a communication, we do refer even to the department in order that the department must make sure that their entities are aware and that they must come and present. So we are noting that the department today doesn't have an overview. And last week, Honourable Members, after the meeting on Friday, I asked the Secretariat to round up everyone that we and come. It was the weekend that every presentation must be with the members. The only apology was the public protector was saying that they will be not meet the deadline, and the office communicated to me. So to some members are thinking that I give authority that they must do ABC or not, that my apology, but the understanding, as I was saying, that this is the first time that we don't have an overview from the department. And also, I cannot just say that, but they know what to do. Mandisa?
Thank you, Chairperson and Honourable Members. I just want to record an apology. As the members are also noting that this is the first time we come here without an overview. Definitely there has been some kind of misunderstanding from our side, and I think that misunderstanding perhaps can only stem from the several reports that have been flowing on this matter. So we thought today is just for us to put up a summary of what has been done, which from our side would have been the same summary put up in the presentation that is prepared by NAC, and then there be an engagement from that summary. So we highly apologize for this misunderstanding, Chairperson.
Thank you. Acting DG,
As the office of the chairperson, I'm always communicating with the past DGs and acting DG, and I'm suspecting you are aware that when things are not coming forthwith, I'm always trying to get hold of any DG or acting DG. I'm suspecting today you do hear what is going on. I do hear to Mandisa, but Mandisa, you will never ever did come to this committee and do a verbal confirmation on what we have said. We are fearing you, and we are aware what you are talking, but it's not in writing. And I've persuaded the office that they must get documents written, briefed to all of you. You were not exceptional. In that note, I'm taking all the comments from the honourable members, and I'm taking the last point that Honourable Madlingo is saying, that all that the members are noting, and I'm also noting because I'm also a member of the committee, so that let's have today's meeting getting through discussion and come to what we were asked to do to all these invitees. With that, can I give it to NAC now? Thank you, Honourable Members.
Good morning, Chairperson. And thank you for this platform, and greetings again to all the Honourable Members of Parliament, and also greetings to our Acting DG Ndima and our colleagues from the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture.
Acting DG is Dr. Khumalo. It's no longer Ndima. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Forgotten, or they are not yet telling you.
We haven't heard. Thank you very much for that. Thank you so much for that, Chairperson.
Thank you so much.
And again, greetings to my fellow council members and the management from the National Arts Council. And we also would like to greet the representation, representatives from the Public Protector's Office, as well as the representatives from the AEG's office. On behalf of the NAC Council Chairperson and members, we wish to formally extend our congratulations to Honourable Minister Zizi Kodwa, and we welcome him to our vibrant sector as well. And with relation to today's session, Chairperson, we really wish to, thank you for this opportunity, because we are hoping that this session will help to clarify and to conclude some of these matters that have been outstanding or kind of hanging. And we have prepared a very detailed presentation that will be presented by my colleagues this morning. And the colleagues that will be doing the presentation will be our Acting CEO, Ms. Julie Dipofa, and she will be assisted by Dr. Sipho Sithole, and hopefully Advocate Eric Ngosi would have been also joined by then. I would like to hand over at this time to the Acting CEO so that she can be able to pick up the presentation. Julie? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Now I'm calling you, Julie. You monitor your colleagues in Bali. Thank you. Let's hear from you, Julie.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Let me extend my greetings to the Honourable Member of the Portfolio Committee, further extending greetings to the colleagues at the Department of Arts and Culture, as well as the esteemed members of Council that are here with us. I will then proceed to share my screen, Chairperson.
Yes, thank you so much. We'll see you.
This is the NAC's presentation to the Portfolio Committee on Sport, Arts and Culture, and it is the NAC's progress report on the implementation of the recommendations of the Public Protector. My presentation outline will include introduction and background, the findings of the public protector, recommendations of the public protector, the progress of the NAC in the implementation of the public protector's remedial actions, and the status of the expired projects and surplus funds policy. Chairperson, through your indulgence, let me first by stating that the gestation and the genesis of this matter really spans from 2014, when we opened a call for flagship projects for surplus funds, and the application by SARA was one of those, which was declined for compliance reasons. And of course, with the dissatisfaction of the outcome, the matter was then reported to the public protector, and parallel to that, prior to the Department of Arts and Culture at the time, and the department had commissioned two investigative reports on the matter of handling of the application of SARA and the subsequent recommendation of the CEO to have an additional support given to the SARA. But for the particular reasons why we're here, we're really looking at the outcome of the public protector's report and what its findings were, as well as the recommendations that were given for the NAC to engage with. After engagement with the public protector, with SARA representative Mr. Nyatela, the parties agreed that the public protector's investigation will focus on two issues as follows. Roman letter one, whether the former CEO of the NAC submitted an application to EXCO for partnership funding using the complainant's name without his consent, and if so, whether such conduct was improper and constituted maladministration. Roman letter two, whether there was impropriety and abuse of expired projects and surplus policy by the NAC in distribution of the surplus funds resulting in prejudice to the complainant. The expired projects and surplus policy really governed the utilization of surplus funds which arise out of beneficiaries not claiming.
My hand is up. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you very much. Chairperson, I want to be clear as to, is it proper for NAC to be discussing SARA and when there's no representation of SARA here present? Thank you, Chair.
They're all going to talk about SARA, everyone who's here today, because we wanted that they must tell us. As this committee, we were compelled to call them because SARA wrote and saying that they've lied to us. So, and now we want to hear, and that's why we've called them. We didn't call SARA, we've said SARA after we've got what they lie about when they were with, when they were supposed to do irremedial. We'll get into that. We're still going to discuss. Let's give the people to present, and in our discussion, we can do that. Honorable Mazingos, we cannot discuss now whilst people are presenting. But the reality is that this meeting was called like this, and they must report what is it that they didn't do in order that SARA must write to whoever, in order that the committee must call them to explain to us. We are not yet in SARA. SARA will get the report after all what today we're going to get, and then this committee will respond to the relevant office in the speaker's office and to SARA. Now we want information. I thank you. Please go on.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I was explaining how the expired project and surplus policy was utilized by the NAC. I was just saying that it governs the processes where unclaimed funds coming from but the contracting process where funds...
Point of order, Chair.
Honourable members, are we going to do this until the end when people are presenting? Yes, I'm granting you the permission to talk, Honourable Song.
Chair, you said you must raise my hand was up, but nonetheless, I think you did not see it. Chairperson, I think the culture of us, if there's a dispute, there's an email you've received, we call all parties because there's a dispute. We've never called one party because we are here because of the letter from Saga. Now, I wanted to find out what precedence are we set here. If there's a dispute, we call two parties, and then we take it from there. Here, it's three parties, but one party is not called. And I think we must let's not set precedences that we're not going to adhere to in the near future. And I'm calling you to order because, Chair, I've even wrote a letter to you, and you claim that it was not seconded. I don't think it's supposed to be seconded. It's a natural course. If there's a dispute, both parties must sit down, and then we talk about this issue. And I wanted to find out from you, why are we doing this to this issue? We've called different entities with the department if there's an issue, but on this one, we don't call Saga. What is it? I'm trying to follow up on what Honorable Mazingo was telling us. Thank you very much. I'm seconding him with what causes us not to have Saga. They must speak for themselves.
Honorable Sondi, Honorable Malomani.
No, Chair, this is the meeting of the portfolio committee. I understand. All presentation will be done by different entities and offices. But the matter, the bone of contention is SARA. Whether SARA should be present when we're talking about it, we were not there when they wrote to the public protector. We were not invited to that meeting or presentation if they presented. But they are at liberty to talk to anyone and come back to us. And this is the meeting of the committee, not court. We are not compelled to have anyone who raised any issue with us or with any entity to be present in our meeting as if there is something that we know that the department or that entity concerned is not going to respond to. So the meeting is about SARA, but all the participants from different offices are here. So I see no reason why we should not continue the meeting because SARA is not in the meeting. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Zondi. Thank you, Honorable Zondi. And Honorable Malomani.
Thank you, Chair. I think the meeting of today is the issue of to say we gather the information, all the information that is needed. So that is why NAC and the AG office are here regarding the issue. So as a committee, we are doing an oversight. We've got the right to call these two, and then maybe the other day we'll call ISAR to come and do the presentation. So I think let them present whatever they are having, and we gather information as a committee as we're doing oversight. After that, we can agree to say this is what has happened. This is what has been written to us. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Maloman, Honorable Subia.
Thanks, Chairperson. As Chairperson, before we start the meeting, we're supposed to say that SARA is not present today. Let's give them the opportunity to do their presentation. Then if we are deliberating on this presentation, we can say when we need to invite SARA. But I would like to know whether SARA is an entity in that. If let's discuss it after all these presentations. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Sibiya. Honorable, I'm not sure whether Honorable Mashingo and Honorable Songa, these are second hands. Let me take Honorable Adams and I'll call, come back to you, Honorable Mashingo and Honorable Songa. I thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you so much and good morning to all on the platform. Chairperson, I will really agree with my former speaker, Honorable, on the issue of SARA, but what I wanted to know, according to my knowledge, SARA is not an entity and in that it does not report to the department. So let's forget for now the issue of SARA. Not that we put it him aside, but we can invite them to bring reports to the committee. But for now, SARA is not in the committee, and SARA can't be presented now. So let's leave the issue of SARA for next time. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Member. I'm saying, can those who are finished drop their hands? Honorable Mashingozi, Honorable
Chair. I still believe, Chair, that this will go back and forth. Yes, of course, SARA is as important as all the entities, because SARA is coming up with questions that they have.
I think we must respect all entities or stakeholders. And SARA is one of the stakeholders. And we give them more than 24 million when you check. That building is standing because of us. Even activation and administration is because of this department. Now, it's uncalled for us not to do diligent work. When there's a dispute, you call two parties, irrespective if it's an entity or it's a stakeholder. We've done it in Free State. Labors are not part of the entity. Labor guys that they come to this committee. We have union that are coming. They're not part of our entity. But we call them. Now I'm saying, what precedent are we doing, given even in the near future, we're going to do this. We give others. What you do on your left, you must do it on your right. Now today we only do the right, we don't do the left. Now it's uncalled for and it must be recorded. There's no consistency in this committee. And worst of all, we receive emails from SARA, we don't respond. It's shocking. We'll always continue to receive these emails, but we don't respond. They say members, they say chairperson, we don't respond. Now we're avoiding this. If SARA was here, these exchanges of emails are unnecessary. They're a waste of time if we don't give an institution like SARA an opportunity to say their cause, and we take it from there. Now we're still going to get West of all, Chairperson, you told us last time that you received SMS, shocking SMSs, which we condemn. But in other words, that's still going to continue for us to you receiving SMS directly from Mr. Nyatela, and as you told us that others are even abusive, which is wrong. Now, in an ideal way and procedural, if there are issues with two individuals, maybe because not an entity. It's a stakeholder and the entity. You call both. Worst of all, there's a mediation that came, which is from public protector, and issues that claiming them acted according to diligent of remedial action. And it's not even done. Now, Chair, I'm putting it to you that what presidency are we giving this committee? Labor came to us. They're not part of the entity. We went to Free State. we spoke to staff.
Thank you, Honorable Mhlongo, Honorable Sibiya, Honorable Malomani.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, we have agreed that let's have
to different options to say why this one. I'm still speaking. I'm not afraid.
Just a moment. Honorable
Mhlongo.
Okay, no. Honorable Mhlongo,
it's a point of order for
leave.
Chair, it's a point of order for me. It's a point of order.
Thank you very much. That point of order alone.
Chair. Chair.
Honorable Mhlongo, don't do this. I'm chairing. I'm trying to respond to you. You're having a problem of a network. And then I called Honorable Sibiya because I was thinking that we have done. But unfortunately, when you come back, you must address the person. Leave other members. I'll chair this meeting until the end. Just now you landed. Please wait, Honorable Smear, Honorable Malomani, what's his point of order?
Chair, because it seems as if we've adopted a wrong agenda. I don't know. Because the agenda of today is a feedback or a report about the implementation of the recommendations. This is what we requested the entity, the department, and
soon they are all having a problem of network. Honorable members, before I give all these hands up, those who have finished to contribute, especially Honorable Mhlongo, your hand must be.
Point of order.
I'm not yet called you. When you landed, you were finished, and the point of order, you will respond on it when I'm giving you a platform. Honorable members, I've seen all your hands. Can I give the direction in the meeting? We adopted the agenda. The agenda and the meeting of today is about the remedial action, which those remedial action were disputed, wanted today. There's no other way. We wanted today to hear to these people whom we invited, but why their remedial actions were not implemented, and if they implemented, how did they implement? And then from there, we can't not to go back to the person who is writing, whom we're thinking that in order that we must listen, let's call these people and then come back to the person who's Mr. Nyakela, who wrote to us all, let alone other contents of the emails, contents of the letters. So here are we today. That's why we have adopted the agenda. Honorable Sibiya, I'm sorry, Honorable Mhlongo, and then Honorable Sibiya, Honorable Adams, Honorable Zondi, Honorable Dennis, in that order.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm respecting you. We've adopted the agenda. But the meeting is about SARA. And SARA, we are deliberate. I'm including myself. We don't respond. We are sidelining SARA. We are hiding, and we are now saying there's no fairness on this because they have a constitutional right to represent or to behave. We don't hear them. We are going to hear them when the entity is not here. They'll say they've done it, and SARA knows that they did not do it. For example, what do we know, the letter of apology went and they gave us that letter. Other issues on even worse off on this presentation. Even the acting public protector, they're claiming that everything is sorted. And I can tell you, we'll receive same emails that we are receiving till Jesus comes back. Note, can that my remarks be noted that Saga has a constitutional right for them to be heard and listened to, and it's a fair process and justice must be done on this issue. Can it be noted? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable
Msongo. Was noted.
We will the slide of gates, this way, that until Jesus come, but as a chairperson, I was thinking that in our last meeting we discussed and in the agenda, when we put the agenda, we wanted that we must get facts from these people or leaders whom we called in order that we must hear from themselves the story, and if they are not agreeing on the lies or not agreeing on whatever remedial, it's another point of another day of the decision of the committee what next to do. But I'm suspecting immediately that we have put this agenda, which is has been here to the committee in the program, we are in the track and we cannot suppress anyone, community members, any South Africans. They have a right that they must complain, and as the committee, we have a right to call these people whom they are thinking that they've done what they was expected to be done, and then now there comes a matter arising out of what they've done, which were not there. We are giving them the opportunity to say something about this meeting, that we are coming to you to give us what exactly you have done is being challenged. And if it's being challenged, let's hear your story and we'll take the decision as this committee. We still have the right to do that. Honorable Sibiya, Honorable Adams, Honorable Sondi, Honorable Joseph, in that order.
Thanks, Chairperson. We have adopted the agenda and we didn't say that Sarah is not present, and the presenters were given the chance to do their presentations. Our bad tendency to intimidate the presenters, if we say the letter my report, it cannot be tolerated, Chairperson. Let's respect those who are giving us the presentations. Then, if we are discussing the presentation, we can say, okay, this report we have received, we can't discuss it before we get a report from Sarah. We let's invite Usara. So we are intimidating each other here. If Sarah is not here, we can't discuss anything. Why didn't we say that if Sarah is not present, we are not going to discuss these presentations? Let's discuss the presentations. We will agree afterwards whether we are going to invite Sarah in our next meeting or whatever. Thanks, Chairperson. Yabana Lenok Samson. Bye.
Thank you, Honorable Sibi, Honorable Adams, Honorable Sondi, Honorable Dennis, Honorable Veronica.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, you already give us guidance on the agenda. We adopted the agenda whereby three entities with the department have to brief us on the issue. That was the department, NAC, the Office of the Public Protector, and the Auditor General. We adopted it. And we don't want to sign to sound like a CD playing over and over one thing. And the thing of maybe Sarah, it's because of staff members within the entity that is not present, but it can't. We can't have discussion around USARA. We must listen to the presentations, and out of the presentations, we will engage on the issues around SARA. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Adams, Honourable Zondi.
Stick to the agenda.
Honourable Sbia, lower your hand. Now, Honourable Adams, lower your hand. Now I'm in Honourable Zondi.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, it seems that there's something that SARA is supposed to say to us that's not raised with the NAC. That was not raised with the AG. That was not raised with the public prosecutor. That was not raised with the department. And that was not raised with us. It seems as if there is something that Mr. Nyathela and SARA, there is something that is going to say that is not covered. That is not covered, say, I repeat, that is not covered in the presentation. But Chair, if anyone wants to meet with SARA or Nyathela, you should do so. You should go and meet Mr. Nyathela or SARA whenever you like to meet. But Chair, in an agency at Yokchin, and we have invited different offices to deal with the same matter that Mr. Nyathela is supposed to tell us. Angazi ukuthi yini le azoyisho namhlanje esihlile kunale atshena yona public protest ehlukile kunaatshena wokugama entities yini le kufanele ayisho ngomlungu nayisho angazange ayibhale kunama-presentation ke I agree with your gas we have an agenda to deal with let's deal with the agenda umuntu ofuna ukuhlangana ngiyatshela ahambe ohlangana ngiyatshela ikhathi kuhlangana khona thank you
honorable after Honorable Dennis and Honorable Veronica, I'll round up now and give the presenter to go on with the meeting of today. I'm saying that Chair, Honorable Dennis.
Chairperson, my hand is up. Can you note me, Sir Honorable Dennis? I've raised my second hand. It was lowered. And can you note me before your closing remarks?
Honorable Mshong, you must listen carefully what I've said. I've gave you three times. I gave two times, Honorable Mshongos. I'll give you, but after that, I'll go back to the agenda. Honorable Dennis.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for the opportunity. I think I want to make the following remarks, Chairperson. There was obviously a complaint or complaints from Mr. Nyathela to the department, to this committee, and to many other people, which ended up with the public protector. Now, again, yes, this morning's agenda reflects on a report back to this committee on remedial action taken or to be taken. So I want to make a point, Chairperson. This committee is almost like facilitating on the complaints. We are not the adjudicator to say whether the complaint was justified or not. Therefore, we must be guided by the report this morning as per the agenda for the public protector. So our committee can be also part of the process to give feedback to Mr. Nyathela. We can call him in at the next meeting and engage with him and also make sure that the public protector or the department give that same report. Remember, we're dealing with transparency here. So all this information we are getting this morning and we're having to come still is open to the public, is open to the complainant. So there's nothing that we are hiding. It's just that the process we are talking about this morning is important. and that the relevant stakeholders will give feedback. So I think we're on the right track, and I'm sorry if I may have a different view now to member Mshlongo or my own member Veronica. I need to say we have agreed on the agenda, and then we must agree on the process of how to engage the stakeholders. And this morning's opportunity is to hear from the stakeholders that want to tell us about remedial action. Then we will make sure that Mr. Nadiela will get his opportunity on feedback on all the complaints that he submitted and the feedback thereon, which then will determine whether he's happy or not, and then the committee or the department will then decide what to do, what is the next steps. That's my view. We must have this presentation completed this morning, that this committee can know what actually has happened and what is the recommendations. Thank you, Chair. Sorry for the long explanation. My apology. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Joseph. Honorable Van Dijk.
Chairperson, thank you. Yes, my request is, can we get the commitment then that all these entities be present when SARA is invited? Because it's clear that SARA has a different view on the matters and that specifically with the implementation, regarding the implementation of the recommendations by the public protector. And I think we all would like this issue to be resolved for once and all, and that will never happen if we do not create an opportunity for all to sit around the table and discuss these matters or the differences. So that's my proposal, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Veronica. Honourable Mshlongo, Honourable Mshlongo.
Chair, I want to second the proposal from Honourable Veronica. Let's get an assurance that all these entities, public contractor, MAC and the department will come when invite Honourable Nadiela. Worst of all, this is that we adopted the agenda. The first item we did not deal with, we spoke about it. Since the review of the department, it's not here. This is that you adopted the agenda. The matter of today is the department, Nadiela and MAC and the public protector. Now, we raise this because the speaker, I think Honourable Mshlongo started it. The speaker spoke about SARA, and which is, worst of all, members are saying we sabugland unyathelo sikhulumenaye. It's not that. We speak to any individual who's interested to the sector. Personally, I speak to anyone who's interested to the sector. And I speak to those issues, I meet them, and I'm still going to meet them. It's not a question that we are afraid to meet our stakeholders. We will meet our stakeholders. We will meet anyone who wants to meet with me. And Mr. Zondi noted, I'm going to meet Nadiela, and you've received emails, but you are fine on those emails. Now, that's why we are like this. It's so uncalled for us not to respond to emails about Nadiela. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mshlongo.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Definitely, you know, the adoption of the agenda is not an issue if the very first item is not respected, Chair. And, you know, it's very strange that Honorable Zondi said that all those who want to go and meet Nadiela must go, as if there's a clique. No, we listen to each and everyone, and I believe that Nadiela should be here so that we don't go back and forth, you know, with this whole thing. And then I agree with you that whatever, you know, people are going to be saying about Nadiela will be irrelevant, because he is not there to answer for himself. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mshlongo, Honorable Malomana, Honorable Sibiya. I would love that, Honorable members, you must all now lower your hands, and then because now I'm seeing more hands, I want to go back to the presenters and all whom were invited here, suppose to do what is expected to do, let alone honorable members, that sitting here, there are allegations that this NEC committee and chairperson is just a looting scheme. It's one another thing. It was the last email that I've got yesterday. but I don't want to come and raise all these side facts issues. I wish that to all of us, honourable members, we must appreciate how a committee is functioning when we are sitting. We present apologies, we present agenda, we adopt agenda. And this is today that I'm seeing that once we have presented the agenda, in between the agenda, we must not reflect that we have adopted it. It can't be like that, honourable members. Irrespective of the issues that we want to raise, I don't see any other hands opposing. But now we're stuck in the question of agenda, which was adopted, and there were no one who opposed agenda. Let's do the procedures as members of parliament. When we adopt, and honourable members, I don't have anything against Mr. Nyatela. He wrote many emails, and now I was thinking that let's put it on the agenda. We did come to this committee, to our visitors who are present here, that let's attend the issue of Mr. Nyatela. And then I'm thinking today we are trying to get exactly to these people that they allied to Mr. Nyatela, in order that we must take the report back to Uspeak, and Uspeaker must respond to Mr. Nyatela, because this committee is Committee of Parliament. Immediately that NAC, you lied. Immediately that we got that, and we are compelled by the Parliament of South Africa to call people who are involved in this issue, in order that the member of public, whoever he or she is, must have that parliament to a committee is listening to those people whom are alleged that they've lied. So here we are. And after that, the agenda is clear that we are not suppressing Ms. Nyatela. We want to get from horse's mouth, and then we have got a mandate to report back on what we're getting today, and we have adopted the agenda. I'm no longer going to take the hands and saying that I'm happy every member contributing here is being recorded, and everyone who is here must be aware that we cannot suppress any member of the public. That's why we were put in our program. You were not aware, NAC department and AG and public protector, that maybe why are we calling you? Why are we putting this? Here you are, you get why we are calling you. Honorable Malomane, Honorable Sibiya, please, honorable members, do you still want to say something? Because your hands are up in the last round, Honorable Malomane and Honorable Duduzile Sibiya. I thank you, honorable members.
No, Chair, because you've already round up as a chairperson, as you're saying, we'll continue. No, let me lower my hand, as now you've already round up, so there's nothing to check. To respect on the powers that you are appointed on. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Smith.
Sorry, Chair, you have ruled on this matter. Let's continue, Chair.
Thank you so much. We are sorry, our visitor, but you must know the robust discussion in all committees of Parliament. We do sometimes disagree on views,
not to say that maybe we are fighting, but that's why we are calling you. We went closer to this, as we are hearing different members putting their perspective, and as this committee, we've got an agenda, which a program of the committee, which we adopted collectively, and today we are implementing the collective program of Parliament with a apology, but I don't think that you are just not disrespected. You are not disrespected. You, we wanted this discussion to go on. Please, NAC Chairperson, start where you ended. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I will continue. I was just on the point of explaining the expired projects and surplus policy as a policy that governs the utilization of monies that were not claimed through the contracting process, as well as through the reporting and compliance that was not met, which results in some monies being left over to the NAC. And according to the policy, being utilized to support strategic projects and interventions in the sector by the NAC. Going back to the engagements with the public protector, I'm going to point two as per my screen here. The investigations were conducted by the public protector's office through exchange of correspondence, meetings and interviews with the former NAC team, with the former CEO of the NAC, the former risk committee, and the former chairperson of the board at the time. My goodness, my slide is not moving. I'm going to stop share and share again, share with your indulgence, just to make sure that the slide moves. Apologies for this. I did not anticipate that we will have this. But I'll start afresh. Apologies, Honorable Chairperson. It is not moving. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I will continue. The second point, we're looking at the findings of the public protector. A submission of an application for partnership funding by the former CEO on behalf of SARA without their knowledge or consent. Number one, the findings. The allegation that the former CEO had submitted an application on behalf of SARA represented by Mr. Fred Nyatela without Mr. Nyatela's knowledge or consent, the public protector found that this was substantiated. Two, the public protector found, although that the CEO submitted a proposal for partnership funding to EXCO using the complainant's documents from the rejected application without his knowledge or consent, the application was not falsified or forged as alleged by the complainant. The complainant was not informed by the CEO about the annual partnership proposal, since the policy does not explicitly provide for such an obligation on the CEO once the need has been identified. The public protector stated that although the NAC's policy permitted submission of a proposal to EXCO without any obligation to inform the complainant, the practice was inconsistent with the provisions of Section 33(1) of the Constitution and Section 31 and Section 32(b) of PAJA, which provide for a reasonable and procedural fair action. The public protector found the reasons proffered by the CEO to justify not informing the complainant, who was the subject under the annual partnership, not acceptable. Finally, the public protector findings were that the CEO's failure to inform the complainant before submitting the proposal to EXCO for partnership funding amounted to improper conduct as envisaged in Section 1821A of the Constitution and maladministration as envisaged in Section 4A, Roman letter 1 of the Public Protector Act. Continue the findings of the public protector in relation to the expired project policy, B, impropriety and abuse of expired project policy. The allegation that there was impropriety and abuse of expired project funds was substantiated. The application by CEO on behalf of SARA without informing them and obtaining their consent was found to be improper. The application by the CEO using rejected application for funding by the complainant, to which the complainant had not received a formal response with reasons from the NAC, was found to have resulted in perpetual prejudice to the complainant. The implementation of the expired project policy by the NAC was found to be inconsistent with the Constitution, PAJA, the National Treasury Regulations, and therefore was procedurally unfair as it did not take into account the rights of the applicant, but afforded NAC employees, management and or counsel wide powers to deal arbitrarily with applications for surplus funds, in particular partnership funding, without their knowledge and consent, and therefore had the potential of abuse. The conduct of the NAC and this, of the CEO and the NAC was found to amount to improper conduct in state affairs, as envisaged in the Constitution and constituted maladministration in terms of the Public Protector Act. Now coming to the recommendations made by the Public Protector in relation to the findings and the investigation, remedial actions proposed to the NAC and to the Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture. Number one, for the Minister to take note of the report containing the findings and remedial action as an executive authority to ensure that remedial action is implemented. As a matter of fact, the Minister met with Council on two occasions in 2021 to deal with the matter. In the first meeting, the Office of the Public Protector was represented. To the chairperson of the NAC, number one, to take note of the findings of the report and within 60 days of issuing the report, ensure that inconsistencies identified in the expired project policy are addressed by setting a process in motion to amend the policy and promulgate standard operating procedures on the implementation of the policy so as to align with the relevant legislative framework. I wish through your indulgence, Chairperson, just to mention that with the coming of the new council, council elected to take the recommendations of the public protector and implement them, as opposed to putting the report on review, which the previous council had done in 2020. Roman letter 2 amend and strengthen the policy in order to close the gap that exists in it so as to prevent the NAC staff and other stakeholders from exploiting the policy contrary to the ethos of fairness, equity, transparency, competition, and cost effectiveness as envisaged in Section 217 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. The recommendations continued for the chairperson to take note of Roman letter 3, generally align the NAC, the internal policy toolkit with the relevant legislation framework, such as Section 33, 10, and 27 of the Constitution, Section 511B, Roman letter 3 of the PFMA, Section 31, and Section 2B, Roman letter 1 of PAJA, National Treasury Regulation 16A8, and Public Service Regulation 13C of 2016 relating to declarations. Four, within 30 days of issuing the report, the chairperson must ensure that a letter of apology is issued by the CEO to the complainant for the manner in which he was treated by the NAC, including the formal letter of outcome with cogent reasons for its rejection. Five, within 30 days, the chairperson must ensure that the NAC has put in place a declaration of interest register for all NAC employees relating to the project they had initiated since 2015 to manage any conflict of interest. Progress in terms of the implementation of the public protector recommendations implemented. One, Minister took note of the findings and ensured that the remedial actions were implemented. This seems through the two engagements that he has had with with Council of the NEC. A letter of apology was issued to CEO, by the CEO to Sarah and Mr. Fridgenetella for the way he was treated by the NEC, including cogent reasons for declining his 2014 application. It should, however, be noted that Mr. Nyatela was unhappy with the reasons as they changed from failure to provide all compliance documents to the NEC not funding in infrastructure. This is, however, as noted in the Public Protector Report Section 5.27, that this information of not funding infrastructure needed to be included in the letter that was given to Mr. Nyatela. The chairperson initiated a process of amending the expired project and surplus funds policy, wherein all the inconsistencies with relevant legislation were identified and corrected. All identified gaps have been resolved in the newly stated revised policy that is in place. To kickstart the process, Council actually formed a task team to start looking at the matter of the public protector and to start the process of ensuring that the policy gets revised and also has to go through legal eyes before it is finally approved by Council. The declaration of interest register for all employees relating to the projects that the NEC had initiated in 2015 to manage conflict is now complete. We went through the list of all flagship and strategic projects initiated by the NEC and those that came through an open call for flagship projects, including those that were implemented by the CEO and asked the relevant staff that was there at the time to declare any interest in all of these projects that were initiated and approved by Council. General alignment of the internal policy toolkit with relevant legislation is complete. This relates to all the legislative mandates that actually hinges on the implementation of the new policy in this regard. The policy into the standard operating procedure for utilizing unclaimed funds. This is just a tabular representation of the recommendations of the public protector, where, number one, the minister did take note of the findings and the remedial actions as an executive authority to ensure that remedial action is implemented. The status of this recommendation is that it is complete. The minister did engage with the NEC between April and June 2021 to ensure that the report is adopted and remedial actions are implemented. Two, to amend the policy and promulgate standard operating procedures on the implementation of the policy to align with the relevant framework. This was kickstarted from April 2021 to the point where Council approved the policy on the 26th of April 2021, and the process of revising the policy itself leading to the approval by Council included the legal scrutiny of our policy. So the NEC to amend and strengthen the policy that's complete during that time to align the internal policy toolkit with the legislative framework is formed part of that process from April to August when the policy was approved. A letter of apology was issued by the NEC and the CEO to the complainant. We actually sent two sets of letters to Mr. Nyatela, the first one on the 23 June 2021, the second final one on the 13th of July 2021. The NEC to put in place a declaration of interest register. This was completed. From the time the matter came into the NEC's hands to start implementing this, starting from 2021 until it was concluded in 2022 with the signing of the declarations. Coming to point five, the status of the expired projects and surplus policy. The expired projects and surplus policy have been amended and approved by Council as per the Public Protector's recommendations. The expired projects and surplus policy was abolished and replaced by the expired projects and claim funds policy, which is in effect as approved by Council in August 2021. Honourable Chairperson, with your indulgence, I would like to hand over to our esteemed Council member,
Councillor Dr. Sipostolo to take over from here. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Tuso.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And honorable members, the AG's office, the Office of the Public Protector, our shareholder, the department, the NAC, and fellow council members. I will just speak just to three issues. One is that, members, it has never been our intention or is our intention to be at loggerheads with this sector that some of us are heavily invested in. We came in as the new council with a noble intention, which was to do good, bury the hatchet if at all we appear to have inherited what may have been perceived to be the past, particularly with regard to Mr. Nyathela. Let me hasten to say that the first thing that the chair and the former deputy chair did was to request a meeting with Mr. Nyathela, which happened on two occasions. And safe to say that the last meeting did not go well, but I won't go into it because Mr. Nyathela is not here. The second matter is that the NAC not only met with the public protector, where even the
point
former...
The ANC,
corrected,
NAC, Augas. You're out of order. I'm calling order to you. You're not the chairperson.
Honorable Mhlongo, you call point of order by shouting, not raising your hand. Honorable Sibiya, you are wrong to respond to Honorable Mhlongo. Both of you, you are wrong.
My hand is up.
Listen. You see, I'm still on the floor. Honorable Mhlongo, we all want to be respected. And now the issue on hand, the doctor said NAC and he mistakenly called ANC and immediately corrected himself. The matter is closed. Please, Honorable Mhlongo and Sibiya, please.
If I may continue, thank you, Chair.
Yes, continue.
The second is that the NAC not only met with the public protector, where even the former minister was present. We also responded and addressed the issues as directed to us by the public protector. To date, I must say, we have never received any response from the public protector as to whether we have addressed the matters as per their expectation. But however, we are glad that they are here, and we now, when I have the opportunity to hear for the first time what their take is on our remedial action that we were correctly directed to do. And with respect, we as the NAC and Council believe that we should have been favored with the response at the time when we had presented, so that the issue of lies and everything would have been addressed. And if we appear to have lied, then we would have also corrected that. The last matter, Chair and Honorable Members, is that we are collectively tired of this slander and accusations that we keep receiving about us looting or a looting scheme. And if there is any looting that we should be accused of, is the 2,000 rand or so that we get per meetings that we attend. And this notion that we lack care for the African child, I want to remind members that we are ourselves are the African child. And the non-conclusion of this matter has costed the entity, DSEC, and now Parliament, valuable time and money. And I want to conclude on behalf also of my fellow council members that we will be so happy if next time we are called here to present our case about the level of funding or underfunding thereof of this sector vis-a-vis the amount and value of applications we receive every time that the NAC issues a call for the 8 categories that we administer. However, it is becoming very clear that, and I'm saying this with respect and probably repercussions, that this portfolio committee is worried about addressing mistruths and rumors, which really should be the work of the PP. The level of funding of this sector remains a serious challenge for us who love this sector and would appreciate the honor of coming to present this. And as I close, I want to say that I am personally upset and very sad by what has been going on here today. And I think we also do demand a level of respect as this entity, that when we are called in here, we must be respected. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I'm suspecting everyone was supposed to add on the briefing as done so. Now, let me take this opportunity to thank to the presentation from NAC. We must emphasize that we also, not knowing UNAC, when we introduced in this committee, we accepted you because the department did come and introduce, and we've been with you. But it was then the first time that we meet you. We in some of your input, it does assist us what has happened in the past NAC board, which we all know. But thank you for this detailed presentation. Now, let's give the chance to the public protector the presentation that it must be presented. And if they want to do what we have done, a presenter and somebody to add on, they are at liberty. We do welcome you. We're not always calling this office, but when things are coming like this to this committee, where we even thinking that you can rescue the South African communities, people, even the department and the committee, we trust that your oversight will assist us even in this case. We are compelled to call you because the speaker asked us to deal with Mr. Nyatela's issue, and I'm suspecting you can assist in this matter. We want it to come to an end. We want that Mr. Nyatela must feel that he is part of South Africans, and no one can deny his rights whilst we even have this office. I thank you to you, Public Protector.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, and I greet you again and the Honorable Members, the representatives from the NAC and the Department. I have indicated before, I am with my colleagues here who were also directly involved in the investigation of this matter, and they will then assist. At the risk of repeating what the NAC has presented, I will take the members through our presentation as a point of emphasis that it is indeed those areas that we had investigated, which then culminated in our report number 125 of 2019. The public protector investigated a complaint that was lodged by Mr. Nyatela on behalf of SARA into allegations of maladministration, corruption, nepotism, and abuse of power by the National Arts Council, the NAC. At the end of that investigation, the public protector then issued report number 125 as indicated.
I wanted to find out. Excuse you, in the air. Good one. Oh, it's okay. Yeah, it's a good one. Okay.
May I continue, Chairperson? I'm not sure now.
Kuvam Tase, Kuvam Tase.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. The investigation entails the following in terms of the allegations that were made by Sarah or Mr. Nyatela. A, abuse of power and subversion of due processes by the Chief Executive Officer of the NAC. Two, falsification of the South African Roads Association's funding application by the CEO. Three, lack of adherence and compliance with the Promotion of Administrative Justice Act, Promotion Act, Act 3 of 2000, PAJA, and Batupile principles, and the last one, maladministration and corruption, by disregarding the National Arts Council Act 56 of 1997, especially the object of the council by the NAC in implementing the expired project and surplus fund policy. It's indicated that the allegations that Mr. Nyatela or Sarah had made were found to be substantiated, and the public protector made the following remedial action. As I go through each remedial action, I will also then give the status of that remedial action, whether according to our record it has been implemented or not implemented. The first remedial action was that the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture should take note of the report insofar as the findings and remedial action contained in the report are concerned, and as the executive authority assisting in ensuring that the remedial action is provided for here under is expedited. We can confirm from the Office of the Public Protector that the Minister acknowledged receipt of the report in a letter dated 26 June 2020. The next remedial action is that the chairperson of the NAC board to take note of the findings in the report and within 60 days of the issuing of the report. We can confirm that the chairperson acknowledged receipt of, the current chairperson of the NAC, acknowledged receipt as per the letter dated 10th February 2023. It was noted, however, that it was not within the 60-day period as prescribed in the remedial action. However, it was implemented. The next remedial action, that the chairperson of the NAC board acts in accordance with his fiduciary duty of ensuring that the inconsistencies identified in the policy during the investigation are addressed by setting in motion a process to amend the policy and promulgate standard operating procedures on the implementation of expired projects and surplus fund policy so as to align it with the relevant legislative framework. The NAC in this respect provided a signed copy of the expired project and unclaimed funds processes and procedure documents, as well as the expired project and unclaimed funds policy. The next remedial action was that the chairperson of the NAC board amend and strengthen the expired project and surplus policy in order to close the gaps that exist in it so as to prevent the NAC staff and other NAC stakeholders from exploiting the policy contrary to the ethos of fairness, equity, transparency, competition and cost effectiveness as enshrined in Section 217 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. Can confirm that this amendment to enhance the policy is also contained in the document, in the policy that was submitted to the public protector. Of note, paragraph 8 on the scope of the application of unclaimed funds, we do note that it is indicated by the NAC in this policy that unclaimed funds will be reallocated and administered through an open call for project applications in terms of the grant awarding policy. Unclaimed funds can also be utilized for council initiatives which have a strategic thrust. So it's just to note
some of the amendments that have been made in the policy in line with the remedial action. The next remedial action, the chairperson of the NAC board, when necessary, put in place standard operating procedures to cure the inconsistencies in the implementation of the policy as revealed by the investigation, and generally to align the internal NAC policy toolkit with the relevant legislative framework, such as Section 33(1) and 217 of the Constitution, Section 51(1)(b), Roman numeral 3 of the PFMA, Section 312(b), Roman numeral 1 of PAJA Regulation 16(8)(h), of the National Treasury Regulations, as well as Regulation 13(c) of the Public Service Regulation of 2016. From our side, we are also satisfied that this was done in the policy. The next remedial action, the chairperson of the NAC board must, within 30 days of the issuing of this report, ensure that a letter of apology is issued by the CEO to the complainant for the manner in which he was treated by the NAC, including the formal letter on the outcome of his 2014 application and cogent reasons for its rejection. We can confirm from the Public Protector's Office that the NAC did issue a letter to Mr. Nyatela dated 23rd of June 2021. The letter is signed by Ms. Julie Pitafor, Acting Chief Executive Officer. And for the benefit of the members, I will read it because it is a short letter. The letter indicates the National Arts Council would like to formally apologize for the manner in which you were treated by the entity regarding the outcome of your flagship project application in the letter that was dated the 1st of December 2014. The NAC wishes to detail that your application should not have been declined for non-compliance, but rather that the NAC does not fund capital or infrastructure costs as per its funding policy. We sincerely hope that apology will be accepted, and we hope to engage with you and the South African Roadies Association positively in the future. We further take note of a letter from the NAC addressed to the Acting Public Protector Advocate, Koleka Kaleka. The letter is signed by the chairperson of the NAC, Her Royal Highness Princess Felendle Dlamini. I will just take a few extracts from the letter itself. The letter is dated the 30th of September 2022, and the subject is the response to the Public Protector report into alleged maladministration, corruption, nepotism, and abuse of power by the National Arts Council dated the 18th of June 2022. Sorry, 2020, pardon me for that. And the letter indicates, the letter from the Acting Public Protector to the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture dated 22nd June 2022, and the email from your Ms. Serapelo Nkosi dated 28th of October 2021 refer. For the benefit of the honorable members, Ms. Serapelo Nkosi is in the office that deals with the implementation of remedial action, where we then follow up with the various state organs or departments on whether or not remedial action as contained in our report has been implemented. The NAC then further states that the following documents are attached here to, as requested by Ms. Nkosi: a copy of the apology letter issued to Mr. Freddie Nyatela dated 23rd June 2021, which I have read, and a copy of the approved expired project and unclaimed policy, unclaimed funds policy. As I have indicated, that we do have a copy of that policy in our possession. It further indicates that following Mr. Nyatela's rejection of the NAC's written apology, Mr. Nyatela and his team were invited by the NAC to a meeting on 9 November 2021, the purpose of which meeting was for the NAC to get an understanding of reasons for the continued unhappiness and public attacks of Ms. Nyathela and Sarah towards the organization, posed our apology to him as per the public protector's recommendation, that is in brackets. To further note that Ms. Nyathela or Sarah made the following proposals to resolve the impasse between it and the NAC. One, that the NAC pays Sarah's costs in the review application and also withdraws its opposition to Sarah's rescission application. Two, that the NAC funds Sarah's 2014 application in brackets in today's terms, amounting to 1,268,000 rand, as there had been a promise by the then NAC management that they would be funded, and they were subsequently given the wrong reasons for rejection of the application. The NAC had indicated to him during the meeting that it would need to take the proposals to council for a decision thereon. However, due to the continuation of defamatory attacks leveled against the NAC by Ms. Nyathela through various platforms post the meeting of 9 November 2021, the NAC's opposition to the rescission application was maintained. The rescission application was subsequently dismissed with cost. The letter further indicates that the proposal on Sarah's 2014 application was tabled to council in May 2022, and council resolved not to fund Sarah's application as it was of the view that non-legitimate expectation had been created by the then management that Sarah's 2014 application would be funded. Council's decision in this regard was communicated to Ms. Nyathela and Sarah on 24th May 2022. And a copy of the letter in this regard is attached. The NAC now considers this matter closed. The next remedial action. The next remedial action is that the chairperson of the NAC board must, within 30 days of the issuing of this report, ensure that the CEO has put in place declaration of interest register for all NAC employees relating to the project that they have initiated since 2015 to date, so as to manage any prevalent conflict of interest. We can further confirm that as part of the implementation of the remedial action, which is part of the policy and the documents that they have submitted, NAC provided with a register of declarations of interest in expired projects 2015 and the list of the members who have also made those declarations, including Ms. Julie Depofa, Ms. Buleng Lisala, Ms. Matiliso Matebe, Mr. Halalisang Mulefe, Ms. Shamaine Munareng, Ms. Lindy Nobo, Ms. Sami Nukeri, and Ms. Zinzi Ramatseva. We note that as the public protector, the NAC had initially decided to take the public protector's report on judicial review. However, they subsequently withdrew the application on the 21st of June 2021. The CEO of the NAC, Ms. Mangope, in her personal capacity, also took the public protector's report on review, but also subsequently withdrew the application on the 20th of September 2022. As the public protector, we are not aware of any further attempts for a judicial review to set aside the remedial action of the public protector in respect of this report. There has been several interactions and communication
between the officials of the public protector with Mr. Nyatela. He has been informed of the status of the implementation of the remedial action through email and letters. We do note, however, that Mr. Nyatela remains unsatisfied with the information that has been presented to him. A letter was again sent to him just confirming that based on our investigation and our records, the remedial action has been implemented. He has raised certain issues, that is Mr. Nyatela, so which still confirms that from his side he remains unsatisfied, but as a public protector, we can confirm that the remedial action that is contained in report number 125 of 2019 has been implemented, and that there is nothing further that the public protector can then do. As we note that where there are any concerns in terms of the implementation or non-implementation in particular of the remedial action, we then indulge the Speaker of Parliament, as we have done, on various remedial action that is still outstanding. And it is an ongoing engagement with the Office of the Speaker. We submit quarterly reports on implementation and non-implementation of remedial action on any reports that have been issued by the public protector. I must also indicate that the speaker has really assisted us in this regard and has even referred our report to the former deputy president for his further intervention. And we do see an improvement in terms of the responses from state organs and departments to then assist us in the implementation of a remedial action. So we do want to appreciate the assistance that we have been receiving from the Office of the Speaker to then ensure that our remedial actions do not only remain in paper, but indeed they are implemented. It's an ongoing process and an ongoing engagement, noting that most of our remedial action not pertaining to this NAC report against the NAC have not been implemented. But as a point of emphasis, I can confirm that this remedial action have been implemented. May I just check? Yes. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. From our side, that is the presentation is from the Office of the Public Protector.
Thank you, the Office of Public Protector, by you, leader who's leading this delegation. I'm suspecting that the presentation is one, but when it comes to the questions, when we're going to do with the elaborations, the other a delegation with you will assist on that. Am I correct?
Yes, it is correct, Honorable Chairperson.
Yes, because we have two investigators which are here who were dealing with this issue. I thank you so much. Thank you, Public Protector Office. Now, let me give this platform to AG.
Good morning again, Honorable Chair and members, and greetings to all the stakeholders on the call. Chairperson, I will be brief. As you highlighted in your opening remarks, as the AGSA's office, we sent a letter to the Kufulo community through the Chairperson, indicating that we are not able to provide a progress report on the remedial actions that were issued by the public protector to the NEC. In the main, the reason for that was because the remedial actions were for the attention and implementation by the Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture and the Chairperson of the NEC Council. And secondly, we also view that the public protector's office, in line with their mandate, are better positioned to follow up on the implementation of those remedial actions and to provide the progress report. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, thank you, honorable members. And now, thank you, AG. I'm giving this opportunity to honorable members' deliberations. I will take hands and all who presented to us. You must note questions because I will come back to each of you, NAC, Public Protector, AG, and the last department. I'm seeing a hand of Honorable Malomani, Honorable Mashingozi, Honorable Adams, Honorable Songo, Honorable Veronica, Honorable Sebia, Honorable Zondi, in that order. Let me give it to you, Honorable Members, to all of you, Honorable Malomani.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Greetings again to our staff, department, NAC, Public Protector's Office, and ourselves as Honorable Members. Chair, let me welcome the presentations from the NAC and the PP's Office. I really appreciate that the Office of the PP is doing its job, that if there is a complaint that is written to them, there must be investigation, and investigation has been done, and the remedial actions have been given to the NAC, and they have been implemented. But my question, Chair, it will be based to NAC. I just want to find out what are the declaration of interest register outcomes of all NAC employees and how many instances of a conflict of interest were reported in the declaration. Just that question, because the implementation of the remedial action has been implemented. I'm very, very happy, Chair, with the report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Woman.
Thank you, Chairperson. Once again, let me welcome the presentation and also greet again everyone around. Yes, Chairperson, the fact that there is an unsatisfactory condition that the National Arts Council and Ms. Nyatela do exist, it's correctly answering to the fact that Ms. Nyatela should have been here to explain the unsatisfactory element of what's going on. Number two, Chairperson, why is the National Arts Council repeating a presentation that was done on the 27th of May 2022? Chairperson, where in the remedial action directed by the National Arts Council to create a new policy? Number four, Chairperson, which law allows the National Arts Council to create a new policy? Number five, Chairperson, what did the Public Protector do when the National Arts Council took the Public Protector's report and remedial action on judicial review? Number six, is the acting Public Protector also deliberately disregarding the Constitutional Court judgment to protect an unlawful policy? Chairperson, they spoke about a dismissal with costs. Who paid for those costs, and what was the reason for that judgment? The last one, Chairperson, is why did the Auditor General change its stance regarding National Arts Council's wasteful expenditure regarding Zanzi National Philharmonic Orchestra? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mashingozi, Honorable Adams.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me also welcome the presentations from the NAC and also the Public Protector. Chairperson, my question will be, what quality assurance has undertaken to ensure that the amended policy and development policies have sufficient checks and balances and control? And to the Public Protector, Chairperson, what actions does the public protector take in instance of non-compliance with recommendations? And then there was also a question, Chairperson. I wanted to ask all the attached documents which was referring to, did they send it to us or will they send it to us so that we can have a closer or evidence for us as we should have meet or will meet in the future with Mr. Nitella. And then there was also mentioned that signed copies of letters of apologies dated 23 June 2021 and 30 September 2022. Why is he rejected, Mr. Nitella, the apologies? And then the judicial review of report, why did NAC withdraw its application on 21st of June 2022 after reviewing the report? Any reasons for why did they do it? And also, Chair, my last one, Ms. Mangope withdraw the application on 20 September 22. What was the reason for that withdrawal? Yes, and then the last one, Chair, last one, stated out in point 1, 2, and 3, why is Mr. Nitella still unsatisfied with the information presented to him? I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Adams, Honorable Nshongo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I welcome the copy and paste presentation, which Honorable Madingo stated here that you've received it. But we welcome this copy and paste, as it shows that the NAC and the department, they don't respect us, as Dr. Stolle claims that we don't respect them. And worst of all, Dr. Stolle, through you, Chairperson, this is not an ANC meeting, it's an NAC meeting. Please respect us. We are not members of the ANC. Mr. Nyatela is not here to respond because the allegation of that he's always talking about the black child. He must respond to that and explain why he's always saying the black child. Chairperson, can we have the review policy of expired project which was amended? Can we have a copy within 7 days? Because I know we don't get anything that we ask NAC to provide. We're still waiting for the minutes of the Mzansi to date. Now, can we have a copy the policy as a policy of expired project which was amended? May they share that it's a relation of interest register? Can they share their conflict management policies they have, or what do they have, a guiding document to respond to conflict management? And it's totally wrong. I still say that the NAC is presenting what they presented on the 27th of May 2022. They don't respect us. I'm not sure how to ask. You ask the NAC or you ask the department, because Father Bonke, so they are saying presentation as it started in the morning. This presentation, can they tell us what is the status of the expired project? Now that different policies, there's expired project and surplus policy. What is the status? Is it amended? Can we have a copy within 7 days if it's amended? And are they implementing it as is? Because there's still money on Reserve Bank, which is the AG. Yes, you will report back to us later. We're still waiting for that. I hope, Chairperson, the acting public protector, I hope that this report is not because she's acting, because she'll be appointed soon, because this report, it shows what they met. Can you give us the date when you met, or you're not you person as the person, but your office, when did they meet NAC to write this report? Because you alluded when you started that it's the same presentation that you have. I think you've alluded that same presentation now. When did you meet this year since you started office? And
I think I want to address the issues of inconsistency. Are they consistent now? Because one of the issues, NAC was not inconsistent, the conflict of interest. Do they have any documentation to get the conflict of interest, even the inconsistency of the NAC? Chair, where in the remedial action does the NAC has to create that police work? Can they show us now where did they exactly? It was advised that the remedial action are going to be implemented, and we were told today that they have implemented everything, both the NAC and the department and the public protector. Now I'm talking about which law allows the ANC to literally change the remedial action of public protector. They've changed it. I think we've received email since you are aware that they've changed it. And they were binding, yes, you review them, 2022. How much did you spend, 2020? How much did you spend? And give us the law firm that you've spent when you wanted to do the review and you withdraw later. We are aware that you withdraw. How much did you spend? And which law firm can we get details that when you do the review? And Chair, I think one of the things that I wanted to find out, the actual implementation, are they certain that all, I think there were 10, if my memory serves me well, they were all implemented, and Public Protector confirms that. What oversight goal have you done, Public Protector, directly to see, or because they told you that they've implemented, you are covered with that. Are they, what oversight goal to directly to Public Protector to concur that they told you, or you are aware that all recommendations have been implemented? And when they appeal, it shows good there were issues. I think Mom Adams covered me a little bit. With the time they appeal with the old council, what was the reason? We want to know what was the reason. And note that these are legally binding action which public protector does not advise the NAC to create another unlawful policy, because you are aware that let's hope the police that I don't have it and I'm waiting for it, to see what is it going to be lawful policy, title expired project, unclaimed funds policy, or so-called, today we are hearing it, expired project and unclaimed funds. Now, Chair, I wanted to stop there, but to note, Guti, it shows, Guti, Ubamia Tela, we have to call him, because he's another party that is not happy. Nazi, I don't have the policy to see for myself, to go through it, Guti, all this conflict of interest, because they've done it before as NAC with other issues of conflict of interest. I don't want to go back there. And we believe, Guti, we must give Honorable Nyatela, who is not an MPP of the department, but who is the stakeholder and a South African who's allowed to be represented by anyone or to come to this committee and echo his view, and then we explain. And we're not taking rumors. There's no rumors that we're taking, Mr. Dr. Sithole. It is clear that the CEO of Mzansi, he's the deputy chairperson of the NAC. Those are rumors. Tell us. We're not talking about rumors. These are factual issues that we're talking about. This expired project, a program or project, or you unclaimed project, right now, 65 million is a reserve bank. And there's 70% and 30% which is used and unused. Can we get an explanation so far how much was used to the so-called unclaimed surplus or expired project, whatever name that you come up with? Can you tell us what is the status of that project, of that capital amount that is pushed or set or packed where you've packed it? Thank you very much.
Did I hear you saying instead of NAC, saying ANC, your good self, honorable
member? This is not an ANC meeting, it's an MLE.
Oh, when we were contributing, we didn't notice, and I was worried that there are those who can object. I'm suspecting.
No, they hear me, Chair. I'm not an ANC. This is not an ANC meeting.
No.
I mean, I am Zwile. That doesn't have to
do with it. Ah, Tula.
Ujalo. Uchilo.
I never protect that chair, man. Hey,
thank you, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Veronica.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you also for the presentation. I was just thinking that if the recommendations from the big report of big investigations in 2016, which is 7 years ago, that informed the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture that the policy in question, this expired projects and surplus policy, should be abolished. If that was implemented, it also said that this policy was open to abuse, then we wouldn't have been challenged with this issue around the policy today. And I'm really both curious and concerned why the outcomes of those investigations, the Big and the Gabodo, that was paid for by taxpayers and advised that this expired projects and surplus policy needs to abolish, why that was not implemented. And I want to ask who it was actually responsible. Was it the council or was it the department that needed to oversee this? I also, on slide 10, need clarity on where one or two of the colleagues already asked it, but where it is advised that a new policy should be established or must be created. Then I also want to know if there is a legal document that supports the creation of this new expired project and unclaimed fund policy. Also then, if the NAC can just inform us what is the difference between the two policies, if there is any difference, or is it just a name change? I also want to find out with regards to the declaration of interest, the register, if we can maybe, if that register can maybe be shared with us, and I received a complaint that nothing in the register speaks to the projects that has been initiated since 2015. The complaint says that these words are not mentioned in the register, and therefore the register is incomplete. Is it possible that someone can just reflect on that? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honourable Fantek, Honourable SBA.
Thanks, Chairperson. I would like to thank all the presentations from NAC and as well as from Public Protector. And some questions covered by horrible Honourable Mhlongo.
Thank you. Out of order, there's no horrible members here. Please, you are all honored and honorable members.
Okay, Honourable Mhlongo. Sorry. It would be...
Well, Honourable, you don't know that an entity, you are worst of them all. I apologize.
I would like to apologize on behalf of you.
You are disrespecting your chairperson, Honourable Mhlongo. Every day I must caution. Because I called to an order, my Honourable Speer, and you took a advantage of just shouting. I don't think it's correct, Honourable Mhlongo.
Chairperson, I apologize.
We have done what you wanted to do. You shouted every now and then and you said you apologize. I cannot accept your apology. But it's not on. Go on.
Chairperson, can I have a point of privilege?
No point of privilege, Honourable Mhlongo.
I'm allowed to raise the point of privilege.
No, but you're not allowed to shout me. I was correcting you, and now a point of privilege. It's not right, yeah. Honourable Mhlongo. It's not
right. I was
right.
Not shouting.
You shouted.
Not you.
I'm chairing the meeting. You shouted in the meeting, and this is not the first time.
Yeah,
no,
Chair.
Honourable Mhlongo.
I'm not politics.
You see what you are doing now, on what agenda I'm doing,
You are taking advantage again, but you must, your word must be final. Honorable Mhlongo, it's not right. It's not right, Honorable Mhlongo. Of course, Honorable Sevilla, but also now you're going on and on. It's not right, Honorable Member. If other members, they are not telling you, it's not right what you are doing. It's not right. Honorable Sevilla.
Apologies, Honorable Chairperson. My question is, it will be... question to public protector. What is the view of the public protector on the dissatisfaction of the complainant despite the matters being resolved? I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Speaker. Honorable Sondi.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I noticed when I read the report of the public protector.
Sorry, Honorable Sondi. Sorry, Honorable Sibia, please lower your head. Honorable Sondi. Yes, I'm sorry to do that. Yes.
Yeah, I was saying, Chair, I just noticed that this matter started in 2014. I was surprised a little bit because everything that was passing in the last 6 months about Sarah is as if something happened yesterday. But we welcome the presentation, Chair. The AG, the public protector, we welcome their report, Chair, unreservedly. I don't have a problem because I don't have something that I know about the matter. But, Chair, I just have one a question from the NAC. On what were the reasons for the NAC chair to only acknowledge the report of a Chapter 9 institution beyond the recommended time? that's a question from the for the NAC. But Chair, the remedial actions that were implemented by the NAC that were raised by the Auditor General and the Public Protector are supported, Chair. This is what we are going to follow. And if the matter was raised with the NAC and the department, then we are referred to the Auditor General and Public Protector for intervention or investigation. And the report is present to us. We don't know something outside what is presented to us. Okay, we are honest. Not unless there is something else outside what is presented to us or what was raised then by any member of staff. But if that is what was raised by the Chapter 9 institution and the procedure that was followed is what is presented to us by the department and this Chapter 9 institution, that is what we wanted to know. And that is what we want to acknowledge. And this is what we are supporting, Chair, as a procedure, as a committee. I'm the always speaks very much plain, Chair, as I was. I offer things to show up to in a chair. Yes, I was with you. I was she said, I was with you. Yes, I was with you. kuyi. So what presented to us, it's a remedy action. That is what we are supporting. The recommendation and implementation remedial action that implemented. That is what we are supporting here. Obunye no obunye chair. Akolo wutige siyo kuluma mshazane wafi. Koto kwa manje chilo kubeko pa mwetu. Kona le si supporta ilo wese kifuna china che. Noma ubani nge esitalo funu kuzo kuluma nati. Angashu inda funu kuzo schenyo. Nange la wazi kusichena kona. Okufanila kasibone mehlweni kuzo schenyo yon. Angashu noma ke ayithanda tjena abangani bakhe ukuthi abathume adaprostjena le committee, but if members of the portfolio committee have something concrete, they should present it to us. For any association or member of community who want to communicate with us, he is shocked ukuthi yini le, because ikhona nje le nto mina engiyizwa ngathi kufanele izoshiwo la kule by SARS. But angekho la. Because ayikho la kulama presentation. Ayizarezo from 2014 angazi noma irezwa ngayo even yesterday. Kodwa kufanele ishiwo and ishiwo in a formal meeting. Angazi ukuthi ayishiwo ngani. Yafanya ngenina kamhlawumbe soyithola ukuthi. Kodwa kuloko esinikwe kona sihlala. Hayi, iloko okusanelisayo and we are satisfied with what that have been present. And the NEC keep up the good work on implementing the remedial action that was raised to you as a discussion from public protection agency. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable
The other question were taken by my colleagues. Only one I would like to find out a clarity on Sarah's petition, as the public protector said, they raise concern about Sarah in connection with the project he was awarded to. It was turned down by the CEO. My question is that the clarity out of it is that I would like to know why this thing came out after the recommendation of the public protector. How can I explain? I don't know how can I express it. Eyathathwa yaziyayiswa ku-public protect ngesikhalo sakhe. Kungani kusetshenziswa lowo mthetho kusasa? Ngoba nginenkinga yokuthi isikhathi saloko sasisidlulile. Nginomuzwa engqondweni yami yokuthi wase awadiwe kwaphela kwabuye kwashintsha-ke kwabuye onganikezwa. Kungani-ke manje bese kuphinde kuyosetshenziswa lowo mthetho wento eyaseyenzekile yadlula kube sekuthiwa naye ufola kulomthetho. Leyo explanation mhlambe engicabanga ukuthi ngingayithola ku-NAC ukuthi bakusebenzisa bekusebenzisa kodwa isikhalo somuntu sithi ngiphuqiwe into ebese nginikwe yona. Ngiyabonga sihlala.
We do have interpretive tasks and also at least the direct question, the majority of them, they can understand the other language, which is not English. Now I'm taking this opportunity to go back, to NAC responses from honorable members to NAC. You can share the questions with your colleagues. It's allowed. It's not just directed to the leader of the delegation, which is Chairperson, to you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you as well to the members for all the presentations and the questions that they've asked. I'll take some of the questions and then I'm going to hand over to our acting CEO, Ujuli, to please handle the rest as well. I will start off with the one by Honourable Zondi, when he asked why was there a delay with the chairperson officially responding to the public protector, as mentioned in the public protector's report this morning. And it is, if I recall very well, from the time the letter had come from the public protector's office up until the time that we responded, there had been a meeting that had formally occurred between the public protector, ourselves, and the former minister and representatives of the department. So it's not that we had completely gone quiet. There was some activity that was happening in the background, in ensuring that we you know, effectively addressed all the public protector's concerns. Can I ask Acting CEO if you can pick it up from here and then now come in the end once you're done?
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me respond. Thank you, honourable members, for the questions posed. I think the first question raised by honourable Malumani related to the declarations of interest and whether any staff member had declared any positive conflict of interest in that regard. So essentially what the declaration of interest form entails is that as per Section 13C of the Public Service Act is that the staff in the employee of state institutions need to declare any interest that they have in any of the organizations that the NAC is dealing with, or alternatively also including if they're actually engaged with other state entities or doing business with state entities or departments. So in relation to the specific matter raised by the public protector, as per their findings, the NAC then needed to draw a list of applications, strategic projects and flagship projects that were supported by the NAC from 2015. And I must indicate that when we drew that list, we started with 2014 with the initiatives that were supported by council. The second category being the list of applications that came through an open call and those that were supported or recommended through the CEO's office. As a matter of fact, we went beyond 2014 and raised those lists until 2017. In drawing the list and staff declaring the conflict of interest in this regard, the staff that was at the NAC in 2021 when we received the report declared interest because they spent from the time that the matter was raised. So we have the staff members that have declared interest, but none of them declared interest in those organizations. Safe to say that at the time when we did these declarations, the former CEO was no more with the NAC, and in that regard, her declaration was not part of these declarations that were made. Coming to the second question asked, why our presentation is the same as the one that we presented to Parliament in May on the 27th, the reality is we were invited to present on the actions of the NAC in relation to responding to the remedial actions that were raised by the public protector in this regard. So the presentation, it's similar in the sense that we were called to present on remedial actions and we were recalled to present again, and our stance remains the same. Hence, our presentation is still the same in terms of what we have undertaken to do in May and also what we are presenting to you here today. Because any difference, any deviation from what we have presented to Parliament before could be construed as perjury in this regard. So we are maintaining our stance of what we presented earlier. In terms of the remedial action that led us to the revision of the policy, it's remedial action number 2 of the public protector, which says that the policy needed to be revised in line with the relevant policy prescripts, and that's what we have undertaken to do in this respect. And just to let members know that policies actually govern the way the NAC operates. They can be revised, new policies can be developed should the entity deem it fit to develop new policies or to revise its existing policies to make sure that they still remain relevant to the practice currently and also to the relevant legislative prescripts that affect its operations. There's also a question on the dismissal of dismissal of the review with cost of cost. Let me indicate that this report was released in 2019, and upon release in 2019, the board at the time, which is not the current board of the NAC, actually decided to take the matter of the public protector's findings under judicial review. And the law firm that was appointed at the time was Mobin Musa, and the cost related to that was 200,000 in this regard. In terms of the revised policy, what were the checks and balances made as per the review as of the policy, as also as what the public protector's presentation has alluded to, is that relevant sections that were really quite contentious were removed, noting how the surplus funds has to be utilized. Section 8 of the report of the policy indicating that if there are any monies left, this would be done through an open call for funding as well as any projects that have strategic thrust that the NAC Council deems fit to support. And in that instance, this is what we have done. And also the fact that the policy itself went through legal scrutiny to ensure that we stay with the letter of the recommendations of the public protector in this instance, with the recommendations that were made to strengthen the policy and to make sure that it is legally sound and that it is relevant to the relevant legislative framework, such as the PFMA, Public Service Act, and so forth. Let me indicate that in addition to the policy, we also developed standard operating procedures, the SOPs, and I know that some of these documents have been requested by Parliament. We have sent them to the Secretary in December last year in this instance. Okay, with the coming of the new board, going back to, I think, one of the questions raised by Honorable Adams, is the current board, respecting the office of the public protector with the findings that they have made, knowing that the recommendations actually strengthen the operations of the call of the NAC and its governance, actually decided to abstain from continuing with the judicial review of the report, but rather to implement the recommendations of the public protector, knowing that these are positive recommendations to strengthen the governance
of the NAC. And apologies, honourable members, I would not know where I'm sitting why Ms. Mongope decided to withdraw her application or for the review, and I don't wish to speculate in that regard. With your advice, Honourable Chairperson, the information that Mr. Mtongwa has raised with regard to the policies and SOP, as I've mentioned earlier, we've already sent these. In respect to the declarations, we will determine the privacy of the information of the staff of the NAC as per COPIA as to whether this would be forwarded to the committee as requested. There was a question asked about the status of the policy, and we as the NAC actually, when we revised the policy, we actually gave it a new name, but the essence and the spirit of the previous policy still stands, save for the revisions that were made in the policy as per the recommendations of the public protector. It is not called the expired projects and surplus funding policy, but it is called the expired projects and unclaimed funds policy. Okay, if I may proceed, there was a question on what law has the NAC based its changes on or the revisions with regard to the change in the policy. There isn't any specific law, but in terms of sound corporate governance, any policies can be reviewed or developed for the purpose of proper governance of the institution and in relevance to any of its operations. Coming to the questions asked by Honourable Van Dijk relating to the BIG and the Gobodo report, which were commissioned by the department at the time. Let me indicate that the revision of the policy actually had commenced even before the public protector released their reports in 2019. So it was going through several phases of the review. The final review that we actually did was in relation to the findings of the public protector. It's not that we only started reviewing it now. It's been going through several iterations and draft. I did mention in regards to the list of projects that or initiatives and strategic projects that the NAC has drawn a list and declared. If there's any interest in them, I mentioned that they span from 2014 up to 2017 in this regard. And it contains office initiatives, it contains those that came through the open call and those that were recommended through the CEO's office. If I may continue, the remedial, the question asked in relation to whether Mr. Nyatela's application was ever awarded funding, let me just state that he applied and responded to an open call in 2014, of which we gave him a letter of decline in December 2014 after the final release or the official release of all of the outcomes of the funding call on strategic or surplus projects at the time. And in addition to that, there was a recommendation to support SARA in its programmatic ventures as recommended by the CEO at the time. However, as a result of that recommendation that the CEO wanted to support or recommend the support of SARA, the complainant was unhappy and thus lost a complaint with the Office of the Public Protector. Thanks. Thank you, Honourable Chair.
Chairperson, maybe let me just come in before you conclude on these questions. I just wish Chairperson and members that we wish to thank the Office of the Public Protector and the Office of the AG for the presentation inputs that they've made this morning. And we really, truly, sincerely welcome the public protector assisting us in bringing this matter to a close. We are hoping as the NAC that the final ruling by the public protector will bring an end to Mr. Freddy Nyathela's rants and slander about the National Arts Council, in particular to council members, to management and staff, and of course the Honourable Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, Mamzulana, as well. This matter has now gone over close to 9 years, with former and current members of the NAC being subjected to negative and damaging media reports, which were and are extremely damaging to all our personal reputations. We really, really want to thank the Office of the Public Protector for this ruling. As stated earlier by Councillor Sithole, we wish to continue focusing on serving the industry chairperson and members and really spending our time addressing real funding concerns of the sector. And we are appealing to the Portfolio Committee that if you can just give us the space to effectively execute on our roles and also assist us with this focus on funding the sector appropriately. I mean, as it is, we currently get applications worth over $1 billion per call, but only have on average $300 million to fund. We are also concerned about what will happen when PEST ends, because that, you know, is probably a reality in the near future. Those are the matters we actually wish to engage with the Portfolio Committee on. Chairperson, we also wish to thank the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture officials for the very effective role that they do play in doing oversight to our entity. On this particular matter, they have attempted to mediate between us and Mr. Nyathela before, and it became clear even then that only the public protector could conduct this mediation and conclude on this matter. I do wish to advise members that DSAC has always, you know, been on our case on this matter and asking us to account, which we have done so willingly without any hesitance from our side, especially because they are our shareholders. We just really want to say thank you very much, Chairperson, and to all the members for you know, having the session today so that we can then be able to bring the matter to a close as it has been closed. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. Is anyone from your colleagues wanted to say something before I'm giving to the public protector? I don't see any hands. Thank you, NAC. We noted all what we are saying. Some other requests are not for this meeting. We'll engage as the committee to the department some of your recommendation and asking an assistance. But as the committee, we'll do our oversight every now and then. Now I'm giving this platform to public protector. Now it's your time.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and members. I will then start with the question by Honorable Madeline Golby on why the PPSA not recommend a new policy, why APP or Action Public Protector is protecting an unlawful policy. I would like to take the members to the remedial action itself as far as the amendments to the policy is concerned. The remedial action contained in the report, it indicates that amend and strengthen the expired project and surplus policy in order to close the gaps that exist in it, so as to prevent the NAC staff and other NAC staff stakeholders from exploiting the policy, contrary to the ethos of fairness, equity, transparency, competition, cost effectiveness, as enshrined in the section 217 of the Constitution. Members will note that when we conduct investigations, the investigation is based on the allegations that have been brought before the public protector. And that is why then in our reports we always identify what are the issues that have been the subject of the investigation. Those are the issues that will then give rise to the remedial action should the allegations
be found to be substantiated. As the public protector, we then take remedial action based on any of those issues that are substantiated, or in this particular instance where we had identified certain gaps that may be open to any abuse by any member of the NAC. So there were specific. How then the NAC go about it? They will then use within their own structures and what defines the review of the policy. What we look for as the public protector is whether the remedial action has been implemented. In other words, has the policy incorporated the remedial action? Whether now it has changed the name or whether it remains the same, but does it then address the remedial action for us to then say it's been implemented? So I would not then go further because the NAC has responded to the change of name. What I can then say from the Office of the Public Protector is that we are satisfied that the remedial action that was taken in that report is included in the policy itself to then address the issues that we had found to have been substantiated. Then I move to the question by Honorable Adam on what actions does the public protector in instances of non-compliance with recommendations that we will take. I did indicate to the members that if one looks at the Constitution, which is our founding principle, it says the investigator, the public protector must investigate, must report, must take remedial action. And that is what we actually do. But as a value add, noting that indeed we are using public funds, we have internally created a unit that does follow up on the implementation of remedial action, even though the Constitution itself does not talk directly to the enforcement of the remedial action. It is also for this reason that we then engage Parliament through the Speaker on the implementation of remedial action. As I have indicated, that we now even send the quarterly report indicating which remedial action has been implemented, which one has not been implemented, so that that impact that the public protector was actually created to make in enhancing good governance and good administration in state affairs, that it does not just die with that report. So I have also stated that the speaker went as far. I'm still online.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. It's just the screen just disappeared on the first. Thank you, Honorable Chair. The speaker went as far as engaging the former deputy president to then assist in the implementation of remedial action, and also that we should even go as far as the Speaker of the National Council of Provinces. So as the Public Protector's Office, we don't really just sit back after issuing the report, but we engage with all the structures that can assist us to ensure the implementation of remedial action while we also continue in our internal processes. I must indicate that the Chief of Staff, Ms. Luda Dipelo, is actually heading that section of following up on the implementation of remedial action and engages with the state organs where remedial action has been made to ascertain the reasons for not implementing the remedial action that has been made in the report that has been issued by the public protector. So those are the measures that we have taken as the public protector to ensure that we are able to implement the mandate fully that has been assigned to the Office of the Public Protector by the Constitution itself. Then there was also a question from Honorable Adams on why Senior Taylor has rejected the apology. I just want to indicate from our side as the public protector, this is not directed to Mr. Senior Taylor necessarily, is that indeed when people bring complaints to the Office of the Public Protector, they already have taken a particular position, whether it's issues of maladministration or prejudice. So the outcome is always expected to favor them. But when we are guided by the principles of doing our work without fear, favor, or prejudice, which means then we that we are guided by the law. When we then look at what really happened and what should have happened, we need to arrive at a conclusion that is legally based. And in there are instances where the outcome does not really favor the complainant. In this instance, we have made findings actually against the NAC. Mr. Nyatela remains unhappy with whether the remedial action has been implemented or not. It does sometimes happen, but from our side, as we have indicated, we are satisfied that it has been. We do take note of his response to our correspondence yesterday. We are going to look into it, but also we are mindful that the public prosecutor has already pronounced on this matter. So we need to also, as we engage with him further, not really open or reopen an investigation, because once the public protector has signed that report, it is final and binding. It can only be taken on judicial review. So we cannot then, on the side, start a new investigation based on any other new issues that Ms. Nyatela may raise, especially where we are satisfied with the implementation. I will then move to the question from Honorable Songo. What of assigned role on remedial action? I think that I have covered it, but I also want to emphasize to the members that the report was signed on the 15th of June 2020. It was signed by the public protector herself, Advocate Sue Mkhwebane. The implementation and the follow-up of the implementation of remedial action, indeed, it has been done with the acting public protector now in office, but the report itself was signed by Advocate Mkhwebane. So, and really, as a point of emphasis, we do our work without fear of favor. It doesn't matter who the public protector is. It doesn't matter who the investigator is. That investigation and the remedial action must pass the scrutiny of our court. Then I will move to the question by Honorable Sibiya. What is the view on the dissatisfaction of the complainant despite the remedial action having been implemented? Honorable Sibiya, I would just say, as indicated, that there are instances indeed where complainants are not happy with the outcome of their investigation. Some of that, those are not in a form of formal report, but may be closed at various levels, where at a lower level is subjected to internal review processes until the public protector signs it off as she deems fit. But in this instance, the public protector has indeed concluded on the matter. I just want to check, would like to see if I've missed any questions. Honorable Chair, I think we have then come to the end of the questions from our side. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Public Protector Office. Any of the investigators want to say something? I don't see any hands nearly so, which means they are fine with your answers. AJ, thank you so much, Nelis, for the empowering of your office and the way that you are doing things. It was good that you must be part of this remedial action to come and take us through. AJ.
Thank you, Chair. There was one question that was posed to ourselves as the Office of the Auditor General. It was in relation to our change in stance regarding a finding or a matter of fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Chairperson, I am not aware of any instance where we had indicated that any expenditure in relation to this matter that is being discussed today or linked to the remedial action was deemed to be fruitless and wasteful expenditure. So as a result, I'm unable, Chair, to respond on the change of stance since we had not raised any particular matter that we had defined as fruitless and wasteful expenditure linked to this particular issue that is being discussed today. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable members, I'm taking this opportunity to say to you, honourable members, we are having in front of us the responses out of a thorough engagement with a NHC public protector, and now a department. Can you, if you want to say something before I summarize what we've said in this meeting?
Thank you very much, Chair. We have listened very carefully to the public protector report, Chairperson. As we indicated earlier on, we were aware of the content of the NAC report and the current status with regard to the implementation of the remedial action. Where we sit at this point in time is that the public protector then further confirms what has been reported to us as a department. Once again, we do want to table our apology with regard to the misunderstanding. We thought it was a joint presentation. That is how it was reported to me by the officials, relevant officials, Chair. But we would actually ensure that this doesn't happen going forward. However, Chair, where we are sitting, we understand the NAC to have complied in as far as what was in the report. And at this point in time, we do take it that this matter is closed in as far as the implementation of the remedial action, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, SDG. I've taken upon myself that in future, your office, SDG, if they are having doubts and of what is expected from the office, the secretariat must be called, or you, SDG, you must call me. I don't close the phone, it's 48 hours, but the apology we've already taken and already noted the unpleasant of what it happened today. As we say, this is best of kind, but it's going on all the mistakes that are done by our offices. And the guests will try our best. Honourable members, can I take this opportunity that out of the, especially the public protector, confirming their remedial actions, which they were monitoring and they were interacting with the NAC and the department, those have been done. And as a committee, we are not saying that, tell you that this, it must be cleared and pronounced to our good selves, detailed as it is. And thank you again to get this information of rejected of apology. Thank you for the state organs to come together and do a follow-up of any incident.
our public representatives. Sometimes public representatives, it's not only the members of parliament. There are leaders like Omsi Nyakela. There are leaders like the boards and entities. So immediately there are complaints like this, and that any of those leaders are not happy. Surely this is a forum where the speaker must do what she or has done, that must refer to the committee. I'm thinking that it was a noble day that we put this issue of these remedial actions in our program, and that today the reflection of the discussion, especially from you, NAC, and a recommendation of your good work, public protector, which was done, and we are also thinking that this case is closed, as was speaking, and as you are saying that it was signed, and the two other state organs in parliament and the presidency is having this report. We do confirm to you that as today we'll take this report back to the speaker of parliament. Surely they will compare the notes of your report, compare the notes of signed and signed by the Office of Public Protector, and the presidency will be looking at if the speaker wants that, they must also look at. We'll be taking this report to the speaker, and it must be ATC as procedures of the parliament. Honourable members, we were supposed to go to Minas. Let me take this opportunity to thank all the parties and to say that listening is a skill, and tolerance to each of us, it can make us better members as individuals, as collective members who are deployed in the NAC, deployed in the public protector's office, deployed in the department's office, and also deployed in parliament by the very same people who voted us. But where we want clarity and where we see gaps, we cannot not to do what we've done today. Our apologies that maybe it took time to come to this end, but that's the nature of work of parliament when we are doing our oversight. Thank you so much. The meeting now is releasing you, both department, NAC, public protector, AG. Please do this work, even if now there are other emerging things, maybe the department, the committee, or the chairperson, maybe who is maybe trying to get something in the case of 2024, not even being there as a chairperson. But if something like that is coming, I'm suspecting public protector, you are the office that you can take care of whoever is having those complaints of whoever. Thank you so much. We are listening to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you to all of you. Thank you, Chair. Honorable members, may I propose that with a few minutes, it's 12:30, that
that the meanings must be flagged in order that we must deal with them. They are not that much that we are having, maybe not to divert from the adopted agenda. In front of us, we are having the minutes of the 3rd of March. These are your minutes. Can I note hands for adopting these minutes, Honorable Zondi?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I move that to adopt the minutes.
And second, Honorable Malomani.
Thank you, Chair. I'm seconding.
Thank you, Honorable Members. These minutes are being seconded as true reflection of our minutes, the last batch of minutes, I'm suspecting, of the come up, the minutes of the 7th of March, Honorable Members, here they are. Thank you, Administrator, Honorable Members. I'm presenting the minutes to you to indicate whether they are true reflection of your discussions. I give it to you, Honorable Members. Honorable Simiya.
Thanks, Chairperson. I would love to adopt the minutes. The true reflection. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Sibiya, Honorable Zondi. Has been seconded by Honorable Zondi. Honorable Adams also. These minutes are being adopted, Honorable Members. Honorable Members. Let me take this opportunity again to thank you and to always reminding you that Friday is a working day. There are members who have been not with them on Friday meetings, but some they are having this challenge of load shedding. But we need to report in a formal meeting in order that we must know. Like myself, like Honorable Malomani, Honorable Adams, Honorable Mhlongo, always say and indicate when we are caught by load shedding. But if we don't know your whereabouts, not reported officially, it's not nice. And we must always have a quorum, even if it's Friday. I'm taking this opportunity to thank you all the staff, starting to our committee, to the department, and everyone who's always trying to pick up the socks. It's not an easy work that we're doing. The
department, it's big, and the issues are needing all of us to be on the deck. The meeting is closed.
Malibongwe.
Malibongwe.